Before we start today's show, I want to let you guys know that Gas Digital is offering a very special offer. With everyone practicing social distancing, a lot of people have a lot of free time on their hands. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're watching a lot of movies. Maybe you're watching a lot of TV. Maybe a lot of radio. Maybe a lot of podcasts. Well, guess what? Gas Digital is offering a free 30-day trial of our premium service. Premium Gas Digital subscribers get access to the entire on-demand library, over 9,000 hours of the funniest uncensored podcasts on the planet. You get pre-release of all of our episodes, the live chat, uncensored, ad-free, and many other benefits. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use the promo code RAP30 for a free 30-day trial.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, guys? It's the Bye Guys for another great episode here on the Gas Digital Network. You know me. This is Zach D'Amico and my co-host,
Ian Fidance.
Hi, and we hope you guys are having a very bye Friday. We want to welcome our, he's been a guest so much. We might as well call him the third mic at this point. Louis J. Gomez.
Yes, guys. Thank you so much for having me back on the Bye Guys. I'm very excited to be back on the show. It truly, I'm not for nothing, definitely my favorite podcast that I do. By far. By leaps and bounds.
Those are all B.I., by the way. By far, by leaps and bounds.
Thank you, Louis. I love when you come and you're a guest on Bye Guys with Zach and Ian, because I feel like you get to really be who you really are. Just
I know. Well, the problem is when you host the show, you're always thinking about setting things up, where you're going next. If there's any sort of technical problems, it starts to weigh on you. When I just do a Bye Guys guest, I get to come in and just be bisexual. I get to just appreciate dudes and women and just try to be funny. Try my best. I let you take the reins, Ian. You and Zach, you guys get to just do what you do. And then I'm here for the ride. So have fun. Enjoy. I'm going to get drunk. I'm smoking a little bit of fucking vape. Everyone's happy. I got magic tricks prepared.
Wait. You have magic tricks?
Yeah. It was a big hit on, I did Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, another bisexual podcast that I did recently. And I was doing magic tricks for them. And apparently people were very impressed by my magic tricks. Would you like to see a magic trick, Ian?
I would love to. Hold on. Let me put on some magic trick music. Okay, go ahead. Wow. Okay, so you're putting a napkin in your hand. Whoa!
That's what he does with girls' panties when his girlfriend finds him. What panties?
It is a great song, by the way.
Oh, my God.
It's really good.
Lewis. Wasn't that a great magic trick for everyone that's watching?
That was incredible. Wow. Round of applause, Lewis. That was amazing.
I know.
And then, look, I can make this restraining order disappear. I can make a career I've built up for years disappear with one word.
I wish I had a fucking career.
I don't know if you looked in my sleeve, but child support.
Oh, shit. I disappeared from my son's household and made a black man appear in my place.
I pulled what we call the old switcheroo.
I'm excited to be here, guys. It's a Friday. It used to matter that it was a Friday. It used to be the start of a weekend. But now it's just every day is blended together. Dude, every hour is blended together. The morning is the evening. The evening is I have no idea.
It is 9:15 p.m. and it might as well be 10 a.m. It doesn't matter.
Truly doesn't matter.
Does not.
We have people watching live now. I invited some people to the Bye Guys live show today. We got a few fans and Hannah and Alex, the skanks, I give them a shout out all the time now because I'm a true narcissist, sociopath. I've listened to almost every minute of their podcast about me. If you want to get me to listen to your podcast, talk about me. I will
They have a podcast about you.
They have a podcast about Legion of Skanks called Skank Skanks.
Is it like Talking Dead, where it's about like that week's episode?
Yes, that's exactly it. And these girls, so I gave them an open invite to the Legion of Skanks live show. Real Ass Podcast live show while we're doing Zoom. And people on Twitter are furious.
Really?
People are not happy that these girls are getting special treatment.
Well, I mean, they put in the work. They started their own podcast. They're putting in the time. Why wouldn't they get rewarded for it?
It's true. It's very true. So
now, I have some questions about Skank Skanks. Do they keep like a recap, like how many N-words were said this week? How many videos of people with Down syndrome were played? Or are they just riffing?
Hannah and Alex, you guys should speak up. You guys are allowed to chime in here. We're talking about you.
Do you want me to bring their cameras back on?
You can bring if they want their cameras back on. I don't know.
Or you can just unmute them.
Okay.
They should feel pressured.
Are we going to be able to see one of them with all their black lights going on in the background?
Yeah, girls, are you getting a lot of shit on Twitter right now about getting an open invite?
Kind of. I feel like they're mostly joking, though.
Is it ruining the day you spend in a bird sanctuary, apparently?
I'm sorry. I just gave my children dinner, and I came outside thinking it would be less noisy.
Do you live in a Disney movie? What is going on?
Yeah, do you live on a set of Fern Gully? What is this?
She was just dressed by her pet birds.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, we're very happy to have you girls here. Go
just five birds struggling to carry an oversized hoodie.
Yeah, go listen to the Skank Skanks. They do a great show. But I was just saying that I'm a narcissist. So you guys speak about me. And that I was listening to it the other day, and a friend of mine saw me listen to it. And she was like, "Are you listening to a podcast about yourself?" I was like, "Yeah, I have actual problems."
And then she was like, "Hey, could you at least turn that off while we fuck?"
It's the only way I can get my dick hard is to listen to women speak about
it. You know what's more embarrassing? It's more embarrassing when you listen to your own podcasts with no headphones in cabs.
Yeah. But you know what I can do?
Would you do that?
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Skank Skanks. Meet them again.
Okay, so, dude, do you know how much anxiety I have? We were in a cab for an hour with a black driver listening to Legion of Skanks, and I'm just going, I haven't heard this one yet. Don't know where it's going.
Oh, my God. Lewis, why would you do that?
It was like the movie Speed. I was terrified.
Yeah, I do listen to my own podcast, but I get to pretend.
That's for quality control, though. In his
defense. I get to pretend that it's for quality control at the very least.
Uh-huh.
I get to pretend that I'm just doing it to sort of make myself better at podcasting, but the reality is I just like to hear my own voice sometimes. Sometimes I like to just hear myself back. And then also, most of the time I go, all right, that wasn't that good. And then I listen back and I'm like, you know what, that was okay.
I actually remember the episode that was with the black cab driver, and he laughed at the thing I was most scared of. It was when Bennington called Italian people spaghetti Negroes, which is like top 10 funniest things. Yeah, and this black driver laughed hysterically at Bennington.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Lewis, were you nervous at all? Did you know a big one was coming down the line, but you just didn't give a shit?
I don't know. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to be mad because you're listening to something. If we say something crazy, I can just be like, oh yeah, I hate these guys.
I hate these guys.
I'm writing an article for Slate.
Yeah. Oh, I hate these guys, but that one guy sounds pretty smart.
Yeah. I mean, the one guy sounds pretty hot and badass, but you know, they're pretty racist either way. But
Racist and awful. That one guy sounds like he's funny, good father.
No, like, sounds like he's probably like better than the rest of them, and he only, you know, they bring him down.
Hey, but that's what happens to libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis, it looks like you're smoking a Sharpie.
No, I'm smoking fucking Shatter out of my Shatterizer, doggy.
Oh wow, Shatterizer.
I can't smoke regular weed anymore. I gotta just smoke fucking this gunk. It looks like boogers. It's great.
So it's gotten to the point where you can't smoke regular weed. You're on the next level of never going back to just regular nugs. It's gotta be hardcore for you or else you're done.
Yeah, it's got to be hardcore parkour. I can't do it, dude. Regular weed just sort of, even good weed now sort of gets me high the same way that regs was getting me high for a while. So I've switched over. I probably have to switch to something harder in general. I'm going to probably have to really pick up that coke habit again in order to maintain some sort of feelings at this point.
What about quitting for like a week and then going back and that'll fuck you up? What about that?
Yeah. It's got to be more than a week. It's got to be like a month. And then during that month, I might commit suicide because I can't numb my pain.
Yeah. Take 2 months off. Try it. I say go for it. Why not? You know,
it's not the time, dude. Now is not the time to fucking take off of substance abuse.
Oh, you're telling me, dude, I quit smoking and it was horrible. I started smoking again. It was rough. What about you, Zach? Are you boozing and using the same or even more?
More. Yeah. I'm boozing. I'm actually smoking a fucking titanic amount of weed, too.
What time do you start in the morning?
Weed all day. I don't start drinking until like 7, 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Well, I try not to.
Why not fucking 5 o'clock? Why not 4 o'clock? Why do you wait until 8? You don't have any.
Or like sundown time.
Oh.
You have to create some sort of parameters for yourself in this,
yeah,
right?
I can't get up and start drinking. That's animalistic.
I mean, you have to make a decision to not let yourself completely go. I am going to become the only reason I'm not a fucking fat piece of shit right now. The only reason why I'm not like disgusting because I'm getting chubby right now. I'm soft. I'm not fucking. Yeah. I was getting fucking jacked.
You're very doughy.
Dog, yeah, I was getting fucking jacked. I was getting crazy. My Instagram stories were fucking obnoxious.
I know.
It was disgusting. I look back, even like a month ago, I was like, who was that guy? Really? Are you kidding? I actually did that?
Yeah. It wasn't good.
No. But I was getting so fucking jacked and I was feeling great about myself. And then this shit hit and I have not been able to motivate to get one foot in front of the other.
It's tough. Motivation's hard. Because what's it worth? First of all, if you work out, no one's going to see it. So who cares? You know? But then you got to, if you go out to, do you go out for walks?
No.
You don't leave the apartment at all.
I leave my apartment very little. I pick up my son, drop off my son, go to the store here and there, go to get my mail, get some laundry. That's in my building. I mean, I really don't leave. I don't. What am I going to do?
Go for a walk. Go for a run. Put a mask on.
That's
run
what
outside.
I
got to
do. I'm not putting a mask on, but I would go for a run and I'm going to do it. You guys will all see it. I will go for a run and you will see it on my Instagram story. It's going to be fucking incredible.
I've been riding my bike, dude. I rode from Brooklyn to Astoria to Manhattan through Central Park and all the way back to Brooklyn. And it fucking felt good. It felt great.
You just did it to do it. It was just exercise. There was no destination, nowhere to go.
No destination. I was like, well, I'm here. I might as well go there.
He's on a glory hole tour.
Yeah, I went through a 5-borough glory hole tour. Ended up in Staten Island, put my dick through a pizza box. It was great.
Yeah.
Couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
But you got it. You got it. Also, when you go out, you got to wear a mask. None of that no mask bullshit. Even if you're running, wear a bandana.
Shut up. Shut up, Ian. I will not wear a mask. You don't got to tell me what I'm going to do.
Well, if not, do it. Don't do it for you. Do it for James. Do it for people around you.
What does it affect James if I wear a mask? The mask is to prevent me from getting other people sick, not to prevent me from getting sick.
Right, but you don't know that you don't have it.
I'm not going near people, Ian. I'm not going to go and fucking spit on people or cough on them or sweat on them. I'm going to run in my own little area away from people.
Yeah, but if you go to wipe the sweat off your face, your hands are going to touch your face.
Exactly.
And then you touch doorknobs and a ton of other shit all day. Exactly.
First of all, there's no proof that you can get it from your sweat.
Yeah, but there's no proof that...
I didn't say sweat. I said if you touch your hands to your face to wipe away sweat.
Yeah, you could touch...
sneeze or a million other reasons you touch your face.
Well, this is why I'm not going outside, because I'm fucking demonized for going outside and just trying to go for a jog by myself, and I got to wear a fucking mask like an asshole.
Yeah, no, you'd be like an asshole if you didn't wear a mask. You'd be like a regular, caring, kind human if you did wear a mask.
That's the problem with this whole fucking thing. It's they shame you. They shame you because if you don't care about other people, you don't care about people's lives. It's all bullshit, Ian.
I'm not shaming you.
Where's the fucking evidence that me wearing a mask is doing anything for anybody?
The evidence is in the fact that cases have gone down since we've been sheltering in place and wearing masks. Look at South Korea. They didn't even shelter in place. They wore masks, and they didn't balloon up like any other countries. So it's a matter of why not listen and look at what's already happened.
Maybe if they would have said to wear masks instead of shelter in place in the first place, I would have been a little bit more willing to comply. Yeah, you got to pick one. I already sheltered in place. I'm not doing both, Ian. I'm not doing both. Pick a fucking lane. Shelter in place, wear a mask. Pick one.
And as far as the South Koreans, you know the old saying, a bad a day
makes the shelter in place go away.
Yeah, I'm not listening to anything, dude. Fucking Sweden, they didn't shelter in place. Sweden shelter. And now the WHO came out today and they were like, oh yeah, Sweden's the way that we suggest everyone to do it.
Yeah, but they wore masks and they had social distancing.
Yeah, the fucking people.
So we fucked up with the shelter in place. We shouldn't have had the shelter in place. We should have been given a mask order and we should have been given a social distancing order to begin with. This should have happened in February, beginning of March, and we wouldn't be in the spot where we're in. Shelter in place thing is an overreaction. What?
I am letting you host the Bye Guys. Let's stop talking about the coronavirus.
Okay. All right.
It's just going to be the same fucking conversation over and over again. You don't know. I don't know. Zach doesn't know. We don't know. You're saying some shit you heard somebody smarter than you say. I'm saying some shit I heard somebody smarter than me say. What's the point? What are we going to do? It's a game of fucking telephone. We got 10 of the words wrong. Okay. It's not the correct conversation.
What's the name of that game?
Chinese telephone.
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 Telecommunication. What is it, Zach? What's it called?
Chinese fire drill.
No, I don't know. I hear you.
Bisexual subjects. Go. Good.
I hear you. I hear you. All I'm saying is that if you have a chance to go outside, it's
responsible. No, Ian. No. What did I just say, dude? I'm trying to let you host the Bye Guys show. Who cares?
Sorry.
Who cares?
Sorry.
Nobody cares.
So I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and exactly. I was getting upset that they weren't wearing masks. Now, isn't I think when you go outside, you should be wearing a mask. Yeah, okay, so. Zach, to you? What do you isn't think, it Zach? Crazy?
I want to talk about Drag Race. I love talking about Drag Race. I legitimately want to discuss Drag Race. Lou, are you aware at all about Drag Race? Like, have you ever dated a girl who watched it?
No, I've never dated a girl that watched it. I know what it is. I know what RuPaul is. I remember, you know, RuPaul was the first one that was sort of like mainstream, the first mainstream drag queen.
CoverGirl.
Yeah, she bothered me back then. And it's not because it's not about trans. There's nothing to do with it. It's just big Jack Diesel fucking black guy. It's just bizarre. What do you want me to say? A big muscly fucking Jack Diesel black guy with badass legs is on my television right now, and I don't know how to feel about this. And I'm a child. I'm in my developmental years, okay? I am in my formative years sexually, where I'm just starting to have these feelings, and then I have to fucking deal with it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, you know, maybe a little bit of a warning on television before you just
who's she and why is she 9 feet tall?
Yeah, so what is going on?
Okay, so the first thing was, Drag Race has been on forever. Like, it's we're like decades deep. It's like 10, 12 years, right? And it's one of those things where the audience is like starting to eat itself, where it's so liberal that the show gets in trouble for not being progressive enough.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
So they used to have a segment, like when they got mail, it would be RuPaul being like, "You've got she-mail." They had to get rid of that shit.
Oh, hilarious.
And like RuPaul got in trouble for saying tranny. And I think it was Dana Gould that said, like, how dare you young gay people go after RuPaul, the person who literally like laid down and got shot in the trenches so that people would know what a drag queen was.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, so this season they are editing out one of the contestants.
Why?
So they obviously, when you watch the show, they also, definitely.
Like, let me just, before you go into it, just let how this shows you how vapid and how fucking just mindless the show is. They can literally just edit out a contestant. This whole little real interaction they have.
Yes.
That they can just take out one of the people that were on the season of the show.
They're taking out a contestant. An entire contestant throughout the whole season.
Well, they're in it, and they like show them doing the challenges, but they kind of cut away from how well they're doing. Because it was a drug who's you could just tell they're murdering the challenges, like they're killing it every effort. Uh-huh. but they got caught.
Like, turn this banana into a cantaloupe.
And they got caught running a gay catfishing, like, casting service.
What?
So this drag queen who
now casting gay catfish?
They got me too.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's very niche. They got caught.
It takes place at a wet market.
Yeah. What? So they would put up ads online for parts in a fake movie and get people they know to apply for it.
Uh-huh.
And send like nude scenes and them doing like casting couch kind of videos. And they made a fake persona of this woman who was a casting agent.
Nuh-uh.
And they were getting all other hot gay dudes they knew to send videos of them saying dirty shit and acting out sex scenes.
Oh, but it was guys for they movies. Knew, though.
Yes, they would send the casting shit to them and be like, hey, I think this would be a good part for you. And then interact with them as this fake casting agent lady and get them to send videos of them reading sexy scripts or like rubbing themselves. It's brilliant.
Oh my God.
I'm so impressed.
Scam that gay. I like it. That's actually
evil.
Scam that Mo.
It's not that evil, Ian. That's a fun prank for your friend that you also get to come with.
Dude, it's so funny, and people are so like they'll do it when they win a challenge, like every few weeks, they'll get the money on the show, and then it'll be like RuPaul's Drag Race has donated this money to such and such charity.
Oh, hilarious. Do you have access to any of the scenes of the dialogue that they had to read?
Like, no, I do not, but I bet Shannon could look it up.
That would be so funny for us to try to act those roles out right now.
Dude, it's so fun, and I love that, like, the entire season's so awkwardly shot and edited because this person will, like, walk in, and they're very obviously going to say something, and then it just cuts to somebody else.
Oh, my God. So it's like the opposite of when Brendan Lee died in The Crow?
Yeah, they just dress somebody else up as him and shoot the back of their head.
Yeah, that's – I feel like that is – a friend-to-friend prank. It shouldn't be something that gets anybody into trouble for.
Well,
if I got Ian to send in sexy videos to us and we played them on the show of him like beating off and saying lines, that would be hilarious.
And that's less embarrassing than Josh Adam Meyer singing Down with the Sickness.
Oh, by far.
That's still an invasion of privacy and breaching someone's trust, you know. Like you're making someone be incredibly vulnerable because, you know, they're acting and they're trying to get work, and then you're exploiting that. Like, what did they do with the videos? Did they just laugh about it or did they air it?
No, they had them make jerk off. I think there was like a casting couch.
Shit. It's not just acting.
Yeah, it's like a casting couch element where they were like, I do this, yeah, and this for the part.
That's how I
and
know.
They were jerking off to him.
I know I have problems because I love casting couch. And now at this point, it's like they don't come up. I feel like there should be 5 or 6 more companies doing that category.
Casting
couch? Only a few. Yeah, like a casting couch.
Yeah, I feel like
casting couch. There's background casting couch. Then there's like LA, whatever girls.
And then there's
Allure, you know, Allure, the one where the girls have like super blue eyes.
What? I don't know that one. That one.
There's one where it's shot where the girls like are all like they look super like young and doe eyed and pretty.
Mm.
And that's the same. I think it's post Allure, Allure,
amateur Allure.
Somebody just messaged this.
Amateur Allure, you fucking asshole.
I think it's post Weinstein. It's awkward.
Yeah,
I know, right, dude? That he fucking ruined that category.
Ruined.
He ruined. Ruined,
what the fuck, dude.
Are you NED, Lewis? Ruined.
Ruined.
Yeah. He ruined it.
You making fun of the way I talk, Ian?
Yeah.
You know they're coming after Manson too, right?
What did Manson do? I mean, sure, Manson fucking.
Well, because they already took Twiggy down.
What did they take Twiggy down for?
Twiggy's out of the band like a year or two now because the girl from Jack Off Jill said he raped her.
Oh. The name of the band is Jack Off Jill. I mean,
I
come
don't
on.
Know what
did
want.
You expect? I mean, I,
this guy wrote a book about throwing lunch meat at girls' fucking skulls. I don't know what you want to.
Wait, no, Marilyn Manson has some demons in his closet.
Who's the actress? Oh, Rachel Evan
Rose
Rachel.
McGowan?
No, after that, Evan Rachel Woods.
Was she the one that showed up on his doorstep when she was 18?
Yeah.
What happened?
The girl from The Wrestler. She testified to Congress. She's like trying to do this. She's speaking on behalf of this law they're trying to pass for domestic abusers. And she spoke to Congress about what her boyfriend did when she was 18 and was dating an older man.
What happened?
Pretty rough. And he's admitted to a few of them.
And this
Yeah. Apparently he used to tie her up and tell her he was going to kill her. Like some pretty... I mean, I don't give a shit because it's
so
Manson.
Happy.
You're dating Marilyn Manson.
I'm so happy I'm not into, like, bizarre sexual shit. Because at what point, like, in that moment, right, you got this bitch tied up. You sort of have this thing where, like, maybe you have safe words or whatever it is, right? But you tie her up and you're beating her and she's crying and she's gagging and she's doing all this shit. And you're both turned on by this. At what point, like, I think he's turned on right now.
Go on.
At what point?
And it's Marilyn Manson.
Go at what point on. Does she, like, if she just decides that she's not into it anymore, like, you're just in the process of abusing her. There's no way. Like,
yeah, if she calls a mulligan on the sick sex game you two are
yes,
playing.
Dude. I mean, like, you're just such a fucking crazy risk. Like, that would be such a fear of mine. If I like to, like, tie chicks up and beat them and do crazy shit in the bedroom, like, I would go, like, well, I would just have this fear at all times that, like, one of these girls is going to fucking hold it against me at one point. And, you know, what if, because, and you hear these stories sometimes about this, and it's like, you know, well, how into it really was she? Was he, like, manipulating her into believing she?
Yeah.
It's like, that whole fucking world, that, it's like sexual perversion, and I have it. You know, I definitely have my own things that I like to do. I like to fuck in public, and I like to have sex with new people and fucking
Are you looking to start a podcast?
I like to give women podcasts that I'm buying. Sort of my move.
I fuck women and give them a podcast on my network. I call it networking.
But yeah, she that whole world of sexual perversion and deviancy, it gets dark. You know, Zach, you're not so much a sexual deviant. I mean, maybe you are. I don't know. We haven't really talked about it, but you
probably just a pervert.
You're into, like, you know, you fuck with that world a little bit because you do those sideshow things, and there's an element of, like, eroticism to those sideshows, right? And all those girls are
and that,
like,
tends to come back. When you bring them back, that doesn't stay there.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Can I add, I think a big part of it has to be consent and communication. Like, communication's number one, like, especially safe words or, like, you know, checking in with the person. But to just assume that someone else is totally okay with, like, you know, like, beating the shit out of them because we're role-playing is to not check in is, like, doing yourself a disservice because you're going to get in trouble, you know?
Do you, like, ever do any of that shit, Ian? Do you ever do, like, the
SNL? No, that costs too much extra.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't have that kind of money. I'm not working right now, Lewis. I can't afford it.
One of the things she talked about in her testimony, and he admitted to it in an interview he had done, was, like, when they broke up, he called her 158 times in one day and was leaving voicemails that for every time she didn't pick up, he was going to cut himself, which made me like him a little less for the first time.
What a needy bitch.
And,
keep that shit to yourself, Manson. Jesus.
Yeah, he seems like a real bag. I mean, I knew he was. He's Marilyn Manson.
He seems like a bag of shit.
I wasn't listening to him for his morals.
There's no way, you know, it's like, you're just a fucking rock star in this world where it's like being a piece of shit is sort of glorified, like, just the type of music and, like, it's just like.
But the thing is, he's not a rock star in this world. He's a rock star
in
that world.
That world, yeah.
That shit doesn't exist anymore. He might be the last rock star.
Yeah, I mean.
I think the only argument after him is Eminem.
I feel like if you're dating Marilyn Manson, you're sort of fucking going into that expecting to get into some fucking crazy shit.
Well, dating Marilyn Manson and being upset about abuse is like going to a Chinese buffet and being like, these crab legs aren't fresh.
Yeah, dude, Manson is like
he always struck me as someone that was like super hyper intelligent, especially the way he handled the Columbine thing, and you know, with everyone going against him for, you know, his lyrics or what he would do on stage. Like, he seemed really intelligent and smart with all that. But then, like, you know, I can imagine the line between who he is as a person and a performer got like lost and everything. And then, like, I wonder if he just got used to girls being like, okay with him, like, shitting the bed and still being a rock star. He's like, well, I don't have to change. You know, like, at what point do you stop your behavior and be a person?
I think you will go as far as people will let you go, right? And when you're a rock star, this is why you get, like, you get these fucking, like, billionaires who fuck kids and, like, these, you know, Jeffrey Epstein Island guys, because it's like, they don't have to deal with the same rules as everybody else. And the level of perversion, they have to sort of go further and further and further in order to get going.
Well, like you with weed. Now you're on all this shattered gunk stuff and you can't just smoke a regular bowl anymore. That's how it is.
That, this is the kid pussy of weed.
What are you smoking? Just a little bit of kid pussy.
Lewis, I had...
Dude, kid pussy is a great name for a strain, by the way.
It'll get you in trouble.
Dude, 27% THC, bro.
Somebody gave me the nicest fat thing of fucking wax, and my wife goes, I threw out the dirty piece of paper on your dresser.
Oh, no.
I go, what?
He was like, which dirty piece of paper?
Yeah. Which of the five? And she was like, you know, this piece of paper, and it had like a bunch of like gross shit in it. I threw it out, and I was like, honey, that was so much money worth of wax.
Oh, my God.
That sucks, dude. I smoked wax, I had a bunch of wax sitting in my apartment for like a year because I never smoked.
Because you don't know what to do with it if you don't use it.
Yeah, if you don't have a device, you're like, what is this? Do I fucking wipe this on my gums? What is this? And then eventually I figured it out, and now I can't. Now it's over.
I don't like the big apparatuses, though. Like, those are too much for me.
Oh, no, I have my Puffco Peak, but my atomizer just broke, so I just ordered a new one. It's coming in 7 days, so I have to use this little shatterizer for now.
What the fuck is the difference between wax and shatter and all that bullshit? Like, what?
It's just super concentrated.
Yeah, well, I don't know the difference between wax, shatter.
Difference between, like, 7 and 9 years old? Like, what really is the difference, really, you know?
Memories.
Yeah, I think it's the concentration or the thickness. I think probably dabs or wax or shatter, they probably have a different consistency. So when you hit a certain consistency, it's dabs or is Shannon actually?
And it's like drinking vodka or drinking Everclear.
Shatter will last longer thanks to its chemical structure. While wax will lose potency a little bit faster, shatter is harder to handle since it's so brittle, while wax is the consistency of thick coconut oil. I do shatter. That's what I have right now. Shatter is my fucking shit.
Woo.
I love it. Dude, Marilyn Manson, I used to love Manson. I grew up on Marilyn Manson, saw him in concert multiple times. Great fucking performer. But yeah, he's definitely fallen off in terms of, if you ever see Marilyn Manson now, he looks like Zach. Like
fat.
Yeah, he looks like a fat lady.
Yeah.
We all just said the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not looks like a substitute teacher fat lady. Like, and like, I know, I think Jay said it, like, your one job as a rock star is to stay skinny. But he also blew out his voice. Like, he just doesn't sound good.
No, he stopped. The music stopped being good after Antichrist Superstar. Once Mechanical Animals came out, he grew tits and fucking got.
Yeah.
That pop rock horseshit sucked fucking dick. Okay. Antichrist Superstar came out in 96. And front to back, I used to play Antichrist Superstar when I would go to sleep at night. So what a sick fucking twisted individual I was. I used to listen to this crazy album and just like put it on as I went to bed on repeat. And I loved that fucking album, and it was dark.
What a haunted house. Your poor fucking, your entire family. Your mother's passed out on heroin. Your fat sister's bleeding all over the couch. And you're listening to Marilyn Manson at 3 o'clock in the morning, wishing it would all go away. Oh, my Lord.
Dude, I used to fucking.
You were a Puerto Rican gummo.
So Manson fell off, and then you know who got hotter? Trent Reznor. This is by guys.
Holly Short in the shadow.
We gotta.
No, we're talking about dudes.
We're gonna name the hottest male and female rock star on today's show. This is a Bye Guys segment.
Trent Reznor really improved.
Trent Reznor got
diesel
hot.
Oh my God! What a nice little glass of wine he is. Just aged so well. Delicious. Pull up
Trent Reznor now. He's all jacked. Mm-hmm. He's fucking. He's in his like. How old is Trent Reznor? I was gonna say he's like 40. He's like 40, but I'm like 40. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
He's really hot.
Yeah. Let me see. Shannon, pull him up. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking so jacked hot. Now, dude. He's like a jock shit. Now.
I want him to fuck me like an animal.
He looks like he would beat him up.
Yeah, dude. Look at him. He's fucking awesome. Look at those fucking 50-year-old biceps. You know he's got man strength, too? He can just hold you down.
Mm. There's Marilyn Manson then and now.
Oh my God!
Oh boy, Brian!
Oh,
my sweet God. Baby Brian!
What a fat man! No chin. Just oh God!
He looks like Harland Williams.
He does. With a little sling blade haircut.
Do you remember the one Marilyn Manson video that was on the Spawn soundtrack? Where it was just a bunch of dudes that looked like chicks that were half naked, and they fucking got you. You didn't find
Is
out.
Is it Long Hard Road Out of Hell?
Yes. That one fucked me because it literally did what it was supposed to do. I remember watching the video and being really turned on, being like, this is fucking hot. Yeah. Dude, play the video. Please.
And then put up the video of the drummer from Hanson because that little boy tricked me, but good.
Dude, pull Long Hard Road Out of Hell. I mean, so good. And the song was good too.
Also, great song.
Yeah, Lou, I would argue Manson stayed good through Hollywood.
Hollywood is so good.
Well, this song was fucking great. Okay.
I remember this. I jerked off to this song when I was younger. This video.
I mean, the imagery Manson had back then was awesome. Like whatever, the direction was great. It was like, and I, by the way, I mean, I grew up in an area which was very poverty stricken, and like liking Marilyn Manson was not a good thing. Like people would call me a faggot regularly.
Yeah. God, she is hot.
But that chick, yeah, the chick in this video, I was like, wow. I was talking about Manson. They keep on showing the chick in the video the whole time, and they start pulling her clothes off more and more. And I was like, yeah, this bitch is fucking fire. She was my new Natalie Imbruglia, you know? Because I needed a new one. Natalie Imbruglia was the fucking shit. But then keep on going, Shannon.
What is up with the sound? It doesn't sound good.
Awful, Shannon. It's fine. Just turn the volume off and go to the end when you find out that this fucking hot chick is just a dude the whole time. And this was like, now this was.
That's a dude?
Yes, it was a dude. That's a dude right there, the black-haired chick.
That's a guy?
Yeah, look, she pulls out her tits, and I'm like, oh, it's flat. Oh, it's a dude.
Oh, this explains so much. I love it.
To the end of the video?
No, they came out at the end of the video. Look.
I couldn't last to the end of the video.
So he kept coming.
Yeah, we just come three-quarters of the way through.
What a better time to be alive. Celebrity Deathmatch was on.
Right?
I want to go back. My life sucked then, but that's how good art was then.
Look at those hot androgynous twinks. Oh, God, I'm so into it.
I mean, and I never, at the time, like, I remember being like, just being like, wow, that was actually a dude. It fucked me up. Once again, my formative years. I'm 14 years old and thinking like I'm into chicks. Now you find out, I find out in that moment, I can be attracted to a young, tight tranny.
Now what? What made you run away from that instead of running towards it, towards that delicious, delicious light?
Because I'm not really attracted to. I mean, it did fuck me up a little bit because I'm, but I'm just not really attracted. I've had trans women try to hook up with me, and I'm not. I'm just not in. I'm not like grossed out by it. Like I'm not like, oh my God.
I've
seen trans women that are hot, and I'm like, oh, I understand how she's hot. But there's just something about...
What if you turn the lights off and put Marilyn Manson on? Could you do it then? if you just turn the lights out and put on Dope Show and you're like...
If it was a really, 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 really hot tranny, I could probably make out with her and get a blowjob. Yes. I could, but I think I would have an issue with the post-op vagina. Definitely not a penis, but even post-op vagina, I think it would fuck me up because we've watched so many videos on what they do and how it's done that I know it's just my dick rubbing on the tip of an inside-out dick.
Okay, no post-op. Dude's got a dick where she, beautiful lady, has a penis.
Yes.
And all you guys do is kiss and hold the back of each other's head and jerk off.
Wow.
Yeah. Jerk each other off?
No, just yourselves.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've paid for that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I truly don't think
I could. Don't look. It's like walking a tightrope. Don't look down.
Yeah. Don't look down and then immediately have sex with a girl afterwards.
Yeah.
To make it go away. You could do it, Lewis. Look how much long you're thinking about it. You could definitely do it.
No, I'm packing another dab.
Lewis is high as hell. You're starting to get really slow in your responses.
I'm fucking retarded. I've been retarded.
Shannon, isolate.
For a month and a half. A month and a half straight.
All right, could you do it with a blue chew?
I could do it.
I don't know if I could do it with
a woman. I can fuck on top of my son's coffin with a blue chew. Are you kidding me? I almost want to go take a blue chew right now and see if I can get my dick hard by the end of the show.
Do it. Go get a blue chew. Go get a blue chew. Me and Zach will start the segment. What are you snacking on?
A blue chew.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this.
This is brilliant.
It's amazing.
The show's on. I mean, we started at 9.
What time is it?
It's 9:52.
Oh, boy.
Lou, how much longer are we doing the show for, though?
Shut up, Zach.
All right. Take your blue chew.
Just take.
Do you guys have blue chews? Can we try to get boners?
No, you don't share the wealth with me.
Take a couple blue
chews. So many.
I know you do.
Take a couple blue chews. I think if you take more, it'll hit faster. So take like 2 or 3.
I have taken 2 before.
And oh, good. Work?
Great job, Lamar Odom.
I hit the body.
Oh, my God. How long does it take to kick in, Lewis?
About 20 to 30 minutes.
About
the amount of time we have left on this show. Oh, yeah. Very good.
Now, is it like Pavlovian when that taste hits your tongue? You're like, time to come.
No, I'm going to have to start thinking about some of my successes in order to get hard.
Well, it looks like Lewis isn't going to get hard. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's been a fun episode of Bye Guys. Let's just call it quits right now.
I'm going to turn on an episode of Skank Skanks and beat off to it.
It's Bye Guys, not Lie to Yourself, guys.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, I mean, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go jerk off. This blue chew.
Ferociously.
I'm going to beat my dick. I mean, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. My dick and my hand are like staring at each other right now. I'd be like, you got an issue?
It's the good, the bad, the ugly music.
Yeah. You talking to me?
You looking at me, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. I'm going to have to. Let's just keep on beating off all night.
Do it. Let's do it. Bye, guys, in the morning with Lewis still awake and red-eyed from beating off the night before.
I don't know why I just did that. I just realized that I'm probably not going to be able to get a boner on the show.
It was a horrible idea. Now you're stuck all day. It's like doing ecstasy with a girl that's going to go home.
I just have to beat my hard dick off all night. The problem is when you take it, like I'll wake up in the night and I'll like roll over. My dick will rub on my sheet for a second, and then it's like, well, I'm fucking my sheet now. Let's go.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till Lewis just is jerking off, and he's like, no longer a bit.
Hey, Skank Skanks, you have your opportunity to get Lewis on the show tonight. Get your shit together.
Let's do it.
Do the wrap-up show.
Yeah, just do the My Guys wrap-up show, where Lewis wraps his hand around his dick, and you guys try to talk to him.
They are recording tonight. They just
I'm in the chat. Yeah, they're recording tonight. Hell yeah.
There it is, Lewis. Perfect.
That'd be hot.
Remember earlier when Lewis was like, how do you even get into horrible, abusive things? It's like, well, we're about to see in a little bit.
Hold on, I got to beat my dick for my minions.
Turn up the volume on my voice. Oh.
I did mushrooms and watched one of the movie I was in once, and it fucked me up.
Oh, God.
I forgot I was in it, and then I couldn't tell if I was in it or if I was tripping myself into it, and I forgot which reality I was in. It was a good night.
I would lose. How'd you come out of that, Zach?
I mean, like this? It was a long night. It was bad.
What, where you look like you're finally going to give us the secret of the great Malenko?
Thank you.
I'm on this. I do this thing now. I go into. There's multiple websites that have interesting questions to start conversations.
Yeah. Why do you keep doing comedy? Huh. Interesting. That's the answer.
It's just my inbox. Where are my child support payments?
Oh, shit.
So, because I just
why do you keep sending us avails?
No, because I podcast a lot, and with the coronavirus shit right now, that's all that's in the news. This used to be a news program. This used to be a news podcast where we used to fucking expand on the news and fucking let everyone know what's going on in the world. And now, because it's all just fucking sea talk every fucking day, now we had to change fucking formats, and we're still struggling. We're still trying to find the right format.
What are you talking about now?
The show.
We're trying to rebrand so that we're not trying just to rebrand the coronavirus talk.
Oh, for a real ass podcast or just
yes.
in general? Ah.
No, the real ass podcast.
Well, I think that's why real ass podcast is going to just die like Lewis's boner and say, and from the ashes will rise by guys. I think real ass podcast has run its course, and I think by guys is here to stay.
I will give you guys the show. Please let me play video games for another 6 hours a week. Give me the excuse. I love it.
What games are you playing, Lewis?
I'm playing a lot. I've talked too much about the games that I'm playing recently, so I won't get into it again, but listen to the last episode, Ian, and you could really break it down.
I guess I'll just go without knowing what you're playing.
But I found one website where it's just questions that you could ask children, uh-huh. And those are the best podcast questions ever.
Why? What are they? I mean,
you gotta give us a taste, baby.
This is a fucking great question. Okay. If you could be any animal on the planet, what would it be? I'm high as shit, dude. But I was like, wow, that is a solid question right there.
Oh, my God. If I could be any animal, what would it be? Wow. I think I'd want to be a house cat.
Why?
Because you get to lay around, have fun. You get to run around. You get to jump on things. You know you're taken care of. You're safe. Someone loves you, and you don't have to worry about being prey to a predator. And you still get to be
people fuck cats. I had a friend. I don't want to say his name.
Uh huh.
Because he fucked a cat.
What?
He straight up fucked a cat.
Ew.
He didn't like just like hump it like we all did.
Ew! Stop! Is this how you have to get hard on Blue Chew? Is this what you have to do?
No, this is my process. You guys are seeing what's going on. I verbalize all the things that really turn me on.
Mew Chew.
Oh God! Why? What animal do you want to be, Lewis?
It's a great question, Ian.
How about you, Zach?
See, my head goes cat, of course, because I am a cat. Mm-hmm. But don't pigs have orgasms for like a half an hour?
Whoa.
Because I'm trying to think of fucking, and like house cat's not going to fuck.
Oh, yeah. House cats don't fuck.
House cats fuck? Are you kidding me? House cats don't really fuck.
Not if they're neutered.
Oh, that's right.
We're talking about white people's pets.
That's actually a great point, Ian. You're going to get your fucking dick cut off, dude.
Yeah.
No, not his dick, his balls. He'll have a useless dick.
Yeah, but if you were a dog, you'd get neutered or spayed as well.
No, nobody same. I'm thinking about like wild animals who fuck. Yeah,
nobody picked a dog, dude.
Ah.
We're trying to fuck, dude. Do birds fuck or do they just like fucking sniff around an egg? I don't know how birds do their thing.
Birds okay? fuck, but their pussy and shit machine are one hole, and I don't like that.
Their pussy
I like it.
Machine.
It's efficient. It's a one-stop shop.
So their butthole is their puss.
Yeah, I would like to be an animal that fucks,
or
but not an animal that has to fight a lot.
Their butthole is their pussy, or as I call it, what we all thought pussies were when we were younger.
Yeah.
What we all thought women's anatomy was when we were in grade school.
Let's see. Birds reproduce by internal fertilization, during which the egg is fertilized inside of the female. Like reptiles, birds have cluckow. Or chocolate in its purest form.
What's that?
Or a single exit and entrance for sperm, eggs, and waste. The male brings his sperm to the female cluckow, and the hard-shelled egg develops within the female. So he does fuck. Okay. I didn't know that because I sometimes you see fucking birds, and they're just like fucking sniffing their armpits or whatever, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you ever see birds fuck?
You don't. You don't see birds fuck.
Yeah, so I'd want to be an animal that fucks a lot, but then you think about animals that have to like fight to fuck. Like I saw this thing on walruses, which was probably going to be one of my picks. It would be the easiest transition.
You just need the teeth.
Halfway there. Yeah.
And I read this thing that was like, I think it was walruses or like the bull seals or whatever. Like 95% of the males never have sex because one dude will have 50 mates and he just beats the shit out of every other dude.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, dude, that would suck. If you're a fucking animal that never gets laid because some dude just bitches you out in front of every woman mm-hmm. once a season, that's no way to live.
What, you got to hide for the rest of the season?
Yeah, you got just nothing. This dude fucks 50 chicks, and all the other males have to be like, well, I guess he fucking kicked the shit out of me.
Well, why wouldn't you want to be that animal then if you could be any animal? You could be the alpha.
But you can't guarantee that you're going to be the alpha. Some young stud might come and fucking knock you off.
See, that's why I go safe, house cat. Lewis, like how about you?
In the wild, you're going to have to fight a lot, no matter what. You don't want to be an animal in the wild.
You want to be domesticated.
Yeah.
I'm seeing in the chat right now, they're mentioning bunny rabbits. You know, maybe a bunny rabbit on a bunny farm.
Yeah, not a bunny in the wild. I don't want to fucking deal with predators.
Fucking Elmer Fudd, some bear, some fucking... There's so many different things that are going to come at you in the wild if you're a fucking rabbit. Rabbits are definitely... But rabbits do fuck a lot, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah, they fuck a lot. So what animal do you want to be, Lewis?
Somebody said a thoroughbred horse. You don't want to be a horse, dude. Dude, you gotta put, we've played the video before, but it's...
Oh, dude, the female the best, horse.
It's the best video
The Me Too
ever.
Video of all time.
Say nothing to Ian because I don't know if Ian's
what?
Seen it.
Ian, we showed you the horse video that we love?
The horse
no, what
video?
Is it?
All right, there's
Shannon,
nothing
Shannon,
bad
you
happens.
Obviously remember. Shannon, you obviously...
I do remember. I'm just trying... It was on Reddit, right? I'm trying to think of where to find it.
I'm sure you can YouTube
was it. Was it on Nature is Metal or was it on...
I think you're right, Ian. Give me 1 second.
I hope this coincides with Lewis legitimately getting his boner.
Dude, I
and nobody abuses an animal or anything weird in it.
So, I don't know exactly... I mean, here's the thing. The one animal you want to be is you want the experience of flight. Everyone's fucking, okay? Everyone's fucking.
Yeah, that's why you said bird for flight.
That's a good point.
So you want to experience something different. Like, you guys have very strange things. You're like, I want to be a house cat because I want to be pet all day and I want to be able to purr. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Ian? You are a homo.
Bye, guys, bitch.
Fucking bizarre.
Fucking loser.
What a bizarre thing.
Let me get into in-depth discussion about what animal I'd like to be.
A walrus.
Wait, I said I pig so I can come for a half an hour. That's excellent thinking.
That is excellent thinking. And also, pigs are the smartest animals, they say, right?
Yeah, I want to be a house cat so I can lick my own ass and shit in a box. What of it?
But pigs are also...
You could do both those things now if you really wanted.
I got
pigs are also fucking fat as shit, dude. And I mean, Zach, no offense, okay? I'm going to say this about myself. If I'm going to get to transform into another creature, I'm going to be in shape. I'm not going to be a fucking fat
you
fuck.
You're not going to make a lateral move like me?
Yeah, dude. This is psychotic, okay?
Okay, Ian, shit, watch.
This
Ian,
is
please.
Why I'm not going to be... Give me some volume. This is why I would not be a horse. Before you press play, Shannon, what they did is they brought a female horse in to be fucked by a male horse.
Yeah, this breeding. Is a girl going out to stud.
Yeah. And this is what happens. Go ahead, play it.
Just, this was a longer video, so I hope this is the right part.
She comes in. She's a little, he's very excited.
Yeah, hey, girl, hey. Go.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
And then she's in front of him, and she comes in and kicks him in the face and kills him.
And then he poops.
Yeah. And he starts shitting. One shot in the forehead. She just killed. No means no. We've watched that 100 times.
Oh my god. That's insane.
Dude, chicks rule. I don't care.
Yeah.
That video made me like women.
What?
Yeah. So
tap your hoof for one, tap it twice for me too.
So look, here's the thing. They all fuck. You don't want to just deal. You don't want to be. Cats also, Ian, have extremely tiny penises.
But they're barbed.
Yeah, they do have, tiny barbed penises.
They have hooks, so they rip up the chick's pussy so that she ovulates.
A house cat is one of the worst things you could possibly.
Louis, stop. My cat is here. I don't want him to hear this. Stop it. You still haven't told us your animal.
I'm debating, man. I think a bird. I think some sort of like badass fucking eagle would be awesome. And I'm assuming, what do you think an eagle's life expectancy would be?
I give it like 10 years.
I looked up a chicken today. A chicken is 5 to 10 years.
Get the fuck out of here.
To tell my son, because I wanted to, we were explaining to him that, you know, they, you know, you're eating chicken, it's real, but they have like great lives before. I completely lied to him.
Yeah.
Literally completely lied to him. So yeah, the chickens have a great life. They get to fly around and run around. It's, you know, it's awesome. And then
first of all, you told your son that chickens can fly, but go ahead.
Yeah. they drive a car. They chickens get to fucking
can fly. They can read. They write poems.
They live about 14 to 20 years.
They articulate their thoughts.
Yeah.
Sean says 14 to 20 years with
14 to 20 years for an eagle. So you want a longer life expectancy as well. But bald eagles are also protected animals, right? Is that a bald eagle's dick?
No, that's the cloaca.
Oh, that's a claw. Oh, that's its pussy shitter.
Cloaca.
Oh, look at
it. Cloaca. Ooh. Oh, shit.
shit. Yeah, that cloaca was fucking full of cum and shit. You see that?
Yeah, it was not good.
Back up, dude. There was shit and cum out of it.
So that eagle just got fucked.
Holy shit. Look at that cloaca right there.
Ugh.
Am I crazy? I'm getting turned on right now.
Yeah, that's good deal, baby. And a happy blue year.
That's but if you're gonna be a bird, you want to obviously be an eagle. They have a crazy wingspan, but then again, an owl's pretty fucking badass too, right? You fucking see nocturnally. You turn your head around like The Exorcist. You deliver letters like in Harry Potter.
You're friends with Winnie the Pooh and Rabbit.
You find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Owls are pretty badass, dude.
Yeah.
That bird raped a woman. Ho, ho.
Yeah, that is a good point. All animals are cream pieing as well.
Yeah, I guess nobody pulls out.
I wonder, Shannon, can you Google?
Is that the difference between animals and people?
That's interesting, Zach. It's an interesting thing. Is that the biggest difference? Is animals don't pull out? Or do some animals pull out? Like,
if you don't know
like
how to Google this.
If there's like a crazy like tiger, and then the tiger comes.
When Shannon Googles, do animals and autofills pull out?
I wonder, because I did while we were on this subject. I looked up because we are celebrating bi guys, and apparently bisexuality is very common in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
That's yeah, there's two penguins at some real famous zoo that they've offered women to for like years, and they're like, nah, we're faggots.
Yeah, that's right. Animals rule.
There's a name for it. Oh, fuck. I can't remember. No, there's like some old German word for gay animals. I can't remember it now. Like I can't fuck.
Zachary?
Yes. Something with a Z.
Yes, when I Googled something similar, it says that it's often assumed that animals do not have sex for pleasure. But it says humans, pigs, and bonobos and dolphins are the only ones that do.
Mm. What are bonobos? I've never even heard
it's
that.
Monkey.
They're a pair of shoes.
Oh, monkey. Oh. Just that, but like silverback gorillas don't have sex for pleasure.
Hold on, let me look more because it said some primates. Oh, this it looks like a chimp. Hold on, I'll show you.
Go ahead, Shannon. Be funny. Be funny and racist right now for once. Go ahead.
Nope.
If you last time, if you don't show the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
<No. laughs> I almost got killed last time.
Come on, Shannon. Jump
in. No, that's a bonobo. Nope.
Oh my God! Look how cute.
Like a chimp.
Yeah, he is cute. He is cute.
Oops.
But well, fuck. Is it? Will fuck for pleasure? But is it bisexual?
Hold on.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot of animals: gazelles, antelope, bison, sage grouse. Yeah. They don't give a shit, dude. Animals are just trying to fuck sometimes.
I mean, why not? We're all animals at the end of the day, so let's just fucking jump out into that animal kingdom and let our lion roar.
Ian, have you hooked up with any men during the quarantines?
No, Lewis.
No, he has a beautiful girlfriend that he's respectful of.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
I do, yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
By the way,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Hot?
Gorgeous.
What's her full name? Say it on the show.
B.
Beatrice. I would literally kill you.
What if
dude,
what
if you just call me up one night and he's fucking Beatrice doggy style?
Oh my God, that'd be so incredible.
Oh, James is just making videos of him on a bike listening to Circle Jerks running through the city. Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
Daddy, mom's new friend is fun.
If you, by the way, that I preach a lot about setting goals and sort of achieving them, and
that's my goal. That's my goal to sun you.
This is what I'm saying. If you were funny at all, you would make it your lifelong goal to fuck my son's mother. That, to be honest with you, that is not like she. I don't think my son's mother would ever fuck you. But it's just not that unattainable of a goal in the world. Like, if that's the mountain you have to climb in the world,
like said, stilts, shoe polish.
If I said to you, you had to fuck Beatrice, and I'd give you $1 billion, you would get the job done. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying, if you were funny, you would just figure it out, and you would fuck Beatrice and send me pictures.
Right. But then that would play into the idea that I respect you, and that just isn't what it is. So unless you put money on the line, it's not going to happen.
Right.
No, I would never fuck a friend of mine's mother, a friend of mine's ex-wife. For
when I sold comedy club tickets, I fucked the mom of one of the kids that worked for me.
Are you serious? Did?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're a monster, Zach. Oh, shit. Thank you. Shannon just reminded me about plugs. God damn it, Ian. You're terrible at hosting the Bye Guys. We didn't do any plugs yet, and we're almost over with the show.
That's because it's Bye Guys, and we do things a little differently around here. And it's the end of the show, so why don't we start out on plugs? Zach, what do you got?
Here at the Bye Guys, we like our plugs in the end. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Check me out on the Real Ass Podcast Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, as well as Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. If this is airing tomorrow, look around, check my social media tomorrow. I might be hijacking the live stream around 8 o'clock to do another silly bonus content thing. And Catalyst Wrestling is on Gas Digital every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Check it out.
Hell yeah. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram at iAnimal. I have a self-titled EP coming out Friday, May 1st, available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play. check it out. You can get it on my website as well, ianfidance.com. It's going to be playing on Sirius all weekend long, Friday to Monday, and then probably every week or two on Sirius Raw Dog Comedy, Channel 99. And go out, buy the album, tell me you like it, post about it, tag me. And I appreciate you listening. I had a fun time putting it out. And what now I'd love to have fun with is hearing any plugs from my friend Lewis. Lewis, you want to pull some plugs out of your hand?
Oh, yes. How cool. If I was a great magician, how cool would that be if I like pulled out right now just like a little scroll and I unrolled it and it was dates? It was like, what? Did he just fucking do that?
What you got, Lewis?
Check out all the incredible shows here on Gas Digital. Obviously, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me, hosted by myself. But we also have 22 shows on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, the SDR Show, Part of the Problem, Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore, the Josta Show. We got Godfrey's show and Godfrey We Trust, Mike Cannon and Mike Feeney show. The thing is, when Shannon Lee hired Ding, just launched Joe DeRosa and Corinne Fisher show, some of the best podcasts in the world. And we're giving away a free 30-day trial right now. If you guys subscribe right now at GasDigitalNetwork.com for the premium service, you get the entire on-demand library for all of these shows, over 8,000 hours at your fingertips. Uncensored, ad-free, pre-release on all the episodes. You get the live chat as well, which is so much fun. I'm in the live chat almost every episode of the Real Ass Podcast now. Go use the promo code RAP30 for a 30-day free trial. We're raising the subscription prices on the 15th of May. They're going to be going up by a little bit. So subscribe now. You don't have to worry about the price ever being raised for you. You guys will always have this price. You'll never have your monthly fee raised. It's not like Netflix where it goes up for everybody. We will grandfather you into that price. So make sure you do that, and do that at GasDigitalNetwork.com. And yeah, soon enough, I'll be out on the road. I think I'm going to go out to Cali in a couple weeks just to...
not go anywhere because the whole country's still going to be shut down?
I'll go where the fuck I want, Ian. One guy is not going to make a difference. Don't worry. But think about all the people that listen to the show, and if they thought that way, and then one guy was like, dude, I won't make a difference. Then all of a sudden, the Real Ass Podcast is the reason that we shut down society.
I know.
How awesome would that be?
Well, thank God this isn't the Real Ass Podcast. This is Bye Guys. You can do that on your little Real Ass Podcast show, but on Bye Guys, we like to have things go both ways. Okay?
On Bye Guys, we advocate safety.
Yes. We like to have fun, but we also like to play safe. Okay? Thanks.
That is not true at all.
I do. Well, it's been a fun show. Thanks for coming on, Lewis.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yelling? Yeah, how's your cock?
Oh, shit. You bat it around a bit?
Stand up and show us.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah,
it's really soft. It's particularly soft.
Make me really uncomfortable.
Shut up, Shannon.
Pussy. You and us both, Shannon.
Shannon, can you turn your camera on for a second?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to make it worse.
And she just does it. What a dummy.
It's not going to change anything.
Sure, what do you need, boss?
Shannon, can you put the camera down a little bit?
No.
Yo, never nothing. It kind of worked a little bit.
Yeah?
I'm a creep.
Yep.
No, not at all. It's
fucking, nothing,
it's,
right?
It's like, it's Gumby. As soon as I hang up, though, it's gonna fucking...
it's gonna be pokey.
Well, that's why you're gonna have to tune into the Skankcast.
Zach rules.
That was very good. That was great. Bravo.
That was fucking great, Zach. Bravo. That was the fucking best joke you've ever said on the show. All right, let's fucking go.
Let's leave.
That's it. Goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everybody that hung out and watched as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Have a good night. Be safe.